Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Top story today is going to be the ousting of Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, but I want to talk about different things that are in the news and in one stage of development or another that doesn't reflect very well on the Biden administration, doesn't reflect very well on leftism in general, and I think you'll get the point of this particular broadcast, and I'm glad that you're with me because I think we learn a lot together, and I do appreciate the notes that you send me. Andy, I am getting your notes. Bob and Carol, I have not heard from you. I left you a voicemail message, so I hope you'll contact me. Let me know everything's okay. I do want to get back down to Florida and spend some time with you guys, so I just want to let you know that's going to happen. And Kevin, congratulations on winning your lawsuit and also winning that golf tournament that gets you to Pebble Beach. I hate you. In a loving way. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So let's recap some of the things that we've had in the news. We've talked about train derailments, right? There was a train derailment in Florida, too. I just heard about it. I didn't do any research on it. My guys haven't gotten me the news on it. But I did read about it in passing very quickly. But Ohio, of course, we know that Buttigieg, who did not go to see what was happening there, and it happened on a train, and it's the Department of Transport, a guy who's leading the Department of Transportation, you'd think he'd get there. Joe Biden decided to go to Ukraine instead, and they burned off toxic chemicals that apparently are killing wildlife and giving people cancer. But so what? There are bigger fish to fry. I mean, I'm sure there's some LGBT issues, and Lord knows we've got this war in Ukraine that Joe Biden's gotten us into, so that takes precedence over American citizens. But train derailments, that's number one. The other one thing that they did with the train derailment is they blamed Trump. Oh, it's just what Trump did by taking away this piece of legislation, it's all spin. And if you've learned anything about the media, you know that they're liars. So now it's, oh, no, it was Trump's fault that the train derailed. Well, Joe Biden's had 2 years to look into trains. He could have undone what Trump did. But did he? No. But let's blame Trump. Which means blame the conservatives. Oh, and what about Joy Behar's comment that these people voted for Trump? They deserve what they get. Didn't she say that the other day? See, that's how those people think. You don't think like I do, so you deserve what you get. Let me tell you something. I don't see a natural disaster or any type of disaster occur and say, yeah, Democrats, that's what you get for not voting the way we vote. I see the humanity of it and say, you know, or the inhumanity, if you will, and I say, you know what, I hope everybody's safe. I pray for these people's families. I pray for the people who got hurt. I mean, it's so amazing how leftists see things through the prism of politics, and they call themselves humanitarians. Oh, what about this? The price of your eggs, I don't know if they've gone up or down. Here's what I do know. Inflation is still rampant. And Joe Biden made the comment, and we played the clip the other day, essentially he said, I understand why people are down, inflation's there and all this, it's because of COVID. No, it's because of the Ukraine war. No, it's because of Donald Trump. No, the dog ate my homework. What is it, Joe? The inflation that didn't exist under Trump that now exists under you is Trump's fault? Oh, no, it's the maggots' fault, right? The maggots. It's our fault. How dare we vote for Trump and still support him and still support conservative causes. And by the way, I hope it's Trump. There are parts of me that hope it's Trump. But I don't, if it's Trump, it's DeSantis. I don't think it'll be anybody else. It'll be one of those two. They get my vote. And as much as people go, well, Donald Trump, he does this and I don't like this, I think Donald Trump's going to get the vote of a lot of naysayers. Because there are people, oh, if Trump gets it, I'm Paul Ryan. If Trump gets it, I'll switch parties. And one of my friends joked, quipped, and said, what, switch back to Republican? What do you mean you switch parties? Paul Ryan, you're no threat to us. You know, it's funny, they trot this guy out here like he's somebody special. Let me ask you people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, what do you think about Paul Ryan? Does he influence you in any way? Let me tell you, when I see Paul Ryan, he influences me to become more staunchly Republican than to make sure that we never have another Paul Ryan as Speaker of the House. That's what he convinces me of. Anyway, the reason why I ask about your eggs is I want to talk about burning chicken plants. Remember the chicken plants that were getting burned? We had water facilities. I think that they, what was it with the water? You guys remind me. Was it water? Anyway, the point is this. Facilities are being burned to the ground when we have a shortage of something. And I know the conspiracy theory is, well, Kevin, they don't want us to have any food. In the old days, I might have said, I don't know. But I've watched this government work, and it would not surprise me if this government tried to starve its people. But it's going to take care of Ukraine, and we already know they're people are talking about money laundering. I know we've got a clip on that we'll try to get to today. What about racism lies? Ron DeSantis responded to the criticism of him taking CRT out of schools in Black history, and we got a clip on him saying, I can't even, we have a mandate that we teach Black history. What I won't teach is LGBTQ history, and we have a clip on that that debunks this stuff. What about the racism that Lori Lightfoot wants to pull when she's running for mayor? She knows she's embattled because she's a horrible mayor of Chicago, but she pulls a race card. Let me ask you folks, is there a day when you don't hear about racism in politics? Is there a day? What about the January 6th videos, Twitter files? They kind of go hand in hand. Twitter files is leaking. We had Matt Taibbi who was, you know, talking about all this stuff. It's still out there. It hasn't gone away. This January 6th videos, it hasn't gone away. What about all this stuff? This is all looming over the left. Oh, and by the way, crime is still going up. Your money is still shrinking because of inflation. You are, the United States could be at war at any time. We are at war. We're the ones financing the Ukraine-Russia war. Or they call it Russia-Ukraine war. I guess because alphabetically R comes before U. We're financing that. Everybody's got their little symbol. The Ukrainian flag is a symbol of woke these days. And if anybody bothers to look into it, the biggest thing, the takeaway is stay out of their business. This has nothing to do with us. But Putin's now the new bad guy. So we got to remind people of that. We got to win now at all costs. Joe Biden needs to win. He needs to defeat Putin. Folks, these are just for starters. Tons to talk about. And the most difficult part of my day doing this show is figuring out what's the most interesting for that day. But we do a good job. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Before we get into what I'm going to call this segment, racism and sexism, over the past 72 hours, this was a tweet that came from the Border Patrol. Over 13,400 apprehensions, 248 pounds of marijuana, 235 pounds of fentanyl, 52 pounds of cocaine, one firearm, three sex offenders, two MS-13 members, two murderers, and one manslaughter charge. That was in a 72-hour period. For the Border Patrol. That's what they accomplished. 3 days. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. That floors me. We'll get back to that in a different segment, but just think of that's whatever job you do, it can't come close to that unless you're a police officer or maybe a fireman and you fought a fire. But you better have been on the job, because if you were just kind of sitting around the squad house or the firehouse, this is what Border Patrol did in 3 days. God bless them. We talked the other day about this lady that claimed, her name is Raquel Saraswati, but her real name is Rachel. And she's a chief inclusion officer at a Philadelphia Quaker-founded social justice firm, and she faked being Arab, Latino, and South Asian. She resigned her position. I called her the Rachel Dolezal, the new version of Joe Dolezal. Her name was Raquel Saraswati, age 39. She had been named Woman of the Year, served on the Mayor's Commission on LGBT Affairs, and until last week worked as the Chief Equity and Inclusion Officer. I call it Inclusion and Equity, Diversity, Inclusion and Equity Officer, DIE, for the group American Friends Service Committee. The 39-year-old white Muslim woman quit after being accused of cultural vulturism. Cultural vulturism. The girl was actually British, German, and Italian. And she lived a fraudulent lifestyle that her family described as crazy. And I will tell you, attractive woman. She's not a bad-looking woman. She could make it as a white woman in the world. What is the allure? The allure is you get that extra little feather in your cap when you use the race card or the gender card. And that's what got Lori Lightfoot ousted. Here's a clip the day before the election, which occurred on Tuesday. This is a clip of them talking about her chances and why she was not likely to win.
And Ray Stevens, award-winning Chicago radio host. You know, I want to come right off of what Marianne said there. It was Lori Lightfoot, what she was saying to the New Yorker. I'm a black woman. Let's not forget certain folks, frankly, don't support us in leadership roles. You know, Ray, based on the polls, I mean, what's going on here? Do you think she has any chance of holding office?
Personally, I don't. I have been wrong before, as polls have in the past. But I think what you have to look at is the last election cycle, she beat a name like Daley. She was in a runoff with Toni Preckwinkle. Obviously, both women of race. I don't know that that matters. I think the issues you just talked about is what it will come down to. Chicago has a rampant crime problem. And not only is it in Chicago, but it's now reached the collar counties, and that's problematic. Crime is going to be the issue in this election. And personally, from what I'm hearing from my constituents, from listeners, is that it will come down to Vallis, Brendan Johnson, Paul Vallis. He's run big school districts in Philadelphia, New Orleans, Chicago. And then Brendan Johnson has the backing of the Chicago Teachers Union. He's the Cook County Commissioner. I think those are your two guys. There may be a surprise, but I think the rhetoric we just talked about, what you just talked about, is what will hurt Lori Lightfoot.
Welcome back, folks. As with all things good news, bad news here, the good news is Lori Lightfoot's gone. She should be. She was a horrible mayor. She's probably a nice lady. She seems to be. Has, you know, some level of intelligence. Speaks well, as they like to say, black folks. But she's a horrible mayor. And this idea that she could pull the gender card, the race and gender card. Well, you know how they think about black women. Well, oh, what about all the intersectionality? And this is where it gets good for us conservatives listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. So we had a black female and who happened to be lesbian. So we got the trifecta of intersectionality, the most important ones. And she got ousted. And the people who are left, the two guys that made it are men. One is a white man, one is a black man. Now, the bad news for Chicago is they're going to get a bad person. They're not going to get anybody that's really good. You know, the teachers union supports them. One guy, I think, was over a big school district at some point. So, you know, sadly, things aren't going to change completely. But if you look at what Eric Adams did in New York in replacing de Blasio, he's a pragmatist. Yeah, he's still a leftist. He still understands where his bread gets buttered, but when it comes to police, he's saying we need police. When it comes to crime, he's about getting crime down. When it comes to woke, he's going, I think his comment was, I don't need to wake up. They need to wake up or something like that. We have a clip of him. I don't think we need to play it, but he's getting the picture here. You can't run a city like a Democrat and feel like you're going to have any level of success, because that city is going to fail. De Blasio and people before him, Bloomberg, they drove New York City into the dirt. Rudy Giuliani had New York clicking, crime rate down, bustling. You know, I mean, and two mayors, Bloomberg and De Blasio, essentially made every problem that exists in a big city, they blew it up. And De Blasio was the worst. Bloomberg, at least, was a centrist. But you haven't heard his name in a while, have we? Anyway, let me get back to Chicago. So, Lori Lightfoot loses, and I mean she loses big. And I want you to understand the ramifications of a black lesbian woman, which if you say lesbian, it kind of implies woman, but a black lesbian woman who gets her butt handed to her in a mayor election where she's the incumbent and she cannot win. If you don't think that's a bellwether for the rest of the country, are you kidding? This is telling you that people are sick of people pulling the race card, the gender card, and the sexuality card at every turn. And then to replace her with two dudes. I mean, it's going to be a male mayor of Chicago again. Now, are they going to go with the white guy or the black guy? I'm going to put my money on the black guy, because you know the saying, always bet on black.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News update. It's another life-threatening blizzard in the San Bernardino Mountains of Southern California. Lake Arrowhead resident Michelle Calkins posted this appeal on Twitter.
People are trapped in their homes and have been for now more than 5 days because the streets are not plowed. There are moms who are low on formula that will only last them a day or two. They have been calling the emergency hotline and no one is taking us serious.
Elsewhere, forecasts call for baseball-sized hail and winds up to 80 miles an hour in parts of Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas. At least 7 people were hurt when a Lufthansa flight from Austin, Texas to Frankfurt, Germany hit big-time turbulence over Tennessee yesterday. The plane landed in D.C. 10 people were hospitalized after a battery caught fire on board a Spirit flight from Dallas to Orlando, filling the cabin with smoke. That plane landed safely in Jacksonville, Florida. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Is it me, folks, or does Karine Jean-Pierre look like a younger version of Lori Lightfoot? Look at them closely. Put a picture of them side by side. It's amazing. And they're both lesbian black women. Interesting, right? We talk of Chicago often on this program. I used to do the weekend after the weekend, I would give you the crime report, and I wouldn't do it just to say, oh, there's more crime in Chicago. And a lady wrote to me and said, Kevin, she didn't think it was good radio, so I listened to her. But I wasn't doing it to say, oh, there were four people killed in Chicago, 57 people shot. I would give you the names, and I would give you the ages, and I wanted you to sort of understand that every single day in cities across America run by leftists, people of all ages are being killed. I'm talking about 9, 10-year-old kids up to, 75, 80-year-old people dying brutal deaths for the service of living in a big city. I'll never forget when I lived in St. Louis, they had a 1% city tax, and I would joke and say, yeah, for the pleasure of getting your butt beat, for getting a crime against you. At this point, my car had been broken into 4 times. And I went, wow, well, there's my tax dollars at work. How dare you charge 1% to live in your drug-infested, crime-infested, are you serious? It chased companies out of the city. Well, we could raise more tax revenue. Well, good for you. The Windy City, like most iconic cities these days, folks, we don't speak of the grandeur of their past, of their nightlife, their entertainment, their restaurants, their skylines, the people, the hustle and the bustle. No, we speak of their poop maps, like in San Francisco. I was talking about this on a TV show I do every morning now, and I was talking about stepping over hypodermic needles in San Francisco and watching junkies shoot up in these areas that they've kind of cordoned off to say it's okay for you to use your drugs here. I mean, if you're in that kind of an area, you think, wow, I'm in Skid Row. No, you don't have to be in Skid Row. Trust me, you don't. And what about the crime and corruption that is in all major cities in America? How about that? I mean, how sad is that? I grew up in the country. Big ranch, little outside of a little town. And when we would leave my little bitty town because we were going to go to San Antonio to visit relatives on the weekends, that was the best thing. I would love when my sister, we're going to go to San Antonio this weekend. Yay! I was that little kid. It was all excited. And that's not even a big city per se, but it, you know, it's a city. And we would go there, and first thing we'd do, we'd stop and get chicken, and we'd go to my aunt and uncle's house, and then we'd sit around and chit-chat for a little bit and maybe play cards, maybe not, or dominoes or something. And eventually the word got out that we were in town, and relatives would come over and visit. But if we were lucky, we were going to go do something in the city. I'll never forget when my stepfather took me to the Hemisphere. My grandparents took me to Lone Star Brewery, or was it Schlitz? It was one of them. And then I went to Dallas because I went to college at SMU. And imagine what this small town kid felt then. I was now part of the big city, the glitz and the glamour, part of the beautiful things, especially the women. Because when you're in a little city, the average girl is the hot girl, right? But the average girl in the town you grew up in, she barely makes the chart in the big city. Same with dudes. I'm not trying to be sexist. Again, if city life offered what it was supposed to offer, who wouldn't want to visit and who wouldn't want to visit often? When I was on Fox News, I would go to New York City at least once a month because I was doing Outnumbered or I was doing, was it Fox and Friends? And I would guest on different shows. I'd sit in on Hannity's show when I was up there. And when, you know, I'm up there to do very early morning stuff or occasionally a show in the evening, but for the most part, it was my time. They flew me up. They put me in a, you know, really nice hotel. I had a driver. And, you know, I'd go different places. So why not? You know, you go to Rockefeller's, you know, you go do all the things. After a while, you don't have to do the touristy stuff because you've been there so often, but you go find a new restaurant or something. It was a cool thing to do. If you had time and the money, you go to Broadway, see a show, not because you were that interested in the show, but just because it was the thing to do, an experience to have. You jump on the subway, you go out to the Statue of Liberty. I mean, you do whatever. You interact with people. You go to restaurants where the people that are, I mean, there's New York's got a lot of jet set folks. You go somewhere and they go, oh, that's so-and-so, and there's so-and-so over there, and that's the table for this person. And I remember the hotel I stayed at, Humphrey Bogart slept in this room. Marilyn Monroe slept in this room, probably with Humphrey Bogart. I mean, you would see all the stuff that, you know, a little bit of history. It was fun. Same with Chicago. I would love to go to Chicago because I love the canals or whatever they ran through the city. It was beautiful. During the summer, Chicago, not the hot summer, but like, say, May, April, May. Oh, man, that city's amazing. And the restaurants are spectacular. And there's tons to do. I went to theater there once. I went to the symphony there. It's tons to do. Lots of culture. Problem is, it's run by Democrats. Super dangerous. Miracle Mile is now no longer, you know, you can feel safe because they would say, oh, the crime is all relegated to south side of Chicago. No, it's not. It's coming up to Miracle Mile. People are going, shoot, we can go up here and knock white folks in the head and get their wallets while we over here beating up on each other for chump change. So anyway, Lori Lightfoot, she was slammed ahead of the election because she said that people don't want to see a black woman in leadership. This is a woman that's been in leadership. And what about Stephanie Rawlings Blake of Baltimore? Remember her with the Freddie Gray thing? What about her? They didn't want to see that black woman in leadership? I guess people don't like Oprah. Yeah, she's so unpopular. I'm a black woman, let's not forget. Certainly folks, frankly, don't support us in leadership roles. Let me tell you what people support in leadership roles, Lori Lightfoot. They support leaders, people who will actually lead. Under Lori Lightfoot, there were 800 murders in 2021 in Chicago. 695 murders the year after. So 105 less. And by the way, that's give or take. They don't always know the real number. But give or take, roughly 100 less, but that's because they had a record number the year before. Anyway, it was Lori Lightfoot. presided over Chicago, and it was when Trump went to her in 2017 and said, I can get this cleaned up. I can help you. I'll get the National Guard in here. You know, I'll get the military. I'll invoke something. I don't know. I don't know if he can do the National Guard. I'm sure he can. But he's like, I will make this work. All you got to do is ask. And she wouldn't do it. Then when Biden got cheated into office, she asked for help. Has she gotten it? And, you know, when I was talking about Chicago almost every week, to make the bigger point of who's dying, how they're dying, and essentially pointing the finger at leftism that says, doesn't matter whether you're a child or you're an old person, the people that, anybody that the left claims they want to help, I will read off the list of victims in Chicago, and here's what you're going to find. Doesn't matter whether they're 8 years old or they're 80 years old. Doesn't matter. We would say 8 to 80, blind, crippled, or crazy. It doesn't matter. In Chicago, there is no safety for you. And sadly, it is 8 to 80, blind, crippled, and crazy, black, mostly people, who are being brutally murdered. It's one thing to die in Chicago. To be murdered in Chicago, the likelihood is you are a person of color. It is disproportionate. You would think that Lori Lightfoot is targeting black people to kill them based on the statistics every single weekend. And I want to remind people what I would say after I would read off these statistics. X number of people killed, X number of people shot in Chicago. Over a weekend. In the summer, it's the worst. I would tell you this, that no matter how bad I describe Chicago, it is only the 71st most dangerous city in America. 71st. Let's go back to Lightfoot. She only gets 20% of the vote. She gets one-fifth of what it takes to be the mayor of Chicago. She's the incumbent mayor, and she gets one-fifth of what she needs. Understand that. Two men, a white guy, and to even say that, I feel like I need to look around and make sure I don't get hurt. A white man is one of the people who could very well become the mayor of Chicago. This on the heels of a black lesbian woman who's running. You can take heart, America, that people are beginning to wake up from woke. Not completely, because it's going to be a leftist, sadly, that runs the city. But there is a ray of hope.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Well, you're not going to have Lori Lightfoot to kick around anymore, Chicago denizens, Chicago citizens, Chicago illegals, whoever you are. She is no longer your mayor. One of my friends called me. He lives in Chicago. And it was the day before the election. And he was like, man, he goes, Kevin, you can feel the difference here. I go, how so? He's like, people can't stand Lightfoot. We know we're getting rid of her. I was like, really? I'd forgotten the election was even coming up for mayor of Chicago. He goes, oh, yeah. He goes, he said something to a cop like, hey, things are about to get better for you guys. And the guy was like, yeah, because they were like, we're getting rid of Lori Lightfoot. And I was like, wow. And I remember thinking, she's probably more ingrained than people think. She's part of the system. You know, they may cheat her back in. They didn't. She is gone like the turkey through the cone. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, to you listening to The Kevin Jackson Show. 844-551-8255. Actually, it's the Kevin Jackson Network. And by the way, guys, I kept telling you guys we were going to put the show behind the firewall. Well, we transitioned to a new team, and my hope is that we can really get this show where it needs to be, in my opinion, and the numbers will increase. And I appreciate, more than I can even tell you folks that listen to the program, I so appreciate you for sharing the show. I certainly appreciate the notes that I get of, Kevin, I found your show, you're amazing, and all that. And I don't read a lot of them because I don't want to spend... it would take all the time of the show if I read all these. I'm just kidding. I only get a couple of them here and there. But I am always flattered to get them. And as most of you know, I'm very communicative. I talk to you, email you back, Facebook you back, whatever. However you communicate with me, I communicate with you. Some of us are closer because I've known you either from the past or I've known you from things that we've done recently. And so we try to keep in touch. And I just want to let you know, I will never, ever not appreciate you for who you are. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Anyway, this election that was in Chicago was how the midterms were supposed to be, how they actually were. Lori Lightfoot got 20% of the vote. Folks, this is a woke, this is as woke and intersectional as you can get with Lori Lightfoot. She got 20% of the vote. She will be replaced by either a black dude or a white dude. And as this person, this article, here's what it wrote, how it reads. She won't be doing any dancing tonight. Chicago Democrat Lori Lightfoot became the Windy City's first incumbent mayor in 40 years to lose re-election, as rising crime in the city steered voters away from the embattled leader. Ooh, she got less than I thought. Receiving only 16.4% of the vote, Lori Lightfoot finished behind former head of Chicago Public Schools, Paul Vallis, and Cook County Commissioner Brandon Johnson in the race. Vallis took 35% of the vote, and Johnson, who obtained 20.2%, will head to an April 4th runoff to determine who will be the city's next mayor. Now, I did get that part right. So Vallis is a white dude, and Johnson is the black dude. But it's a man. I mean, I'm guessing they declared themselves as men. You never know these days with leftists. But that is I think this is a warning, folks, to more than just what happened in Chicago. I think this is a warning for people all over the country that are leftists, that you better start moving back towards the center or you're not going to win. This one person wrote, Chicago's February 28th mayoral primary is well worth watching for the nation's crime and mismanaged weary city dwellers, along with the politicians that serve them. The progressive politics that have dominated the Windy City for decades have arrived at an inflection point, with headline after headline heralding violence and government failure at every level. It even greets travelers stepping off airplanes as the recent images of sprawling homeless encampments within O'Hare's International Airport confirm. Let me ask you, do you think this is limited to Chicago? Drive to any major city. I've been to at least five of them in the last month or 2 months. And it doesn't matter where you go. You drive along a certain path, there's tent cities. You go under the underpath, graffiti, tent cities. You don't have to, you can be in an Uber or a cab. You go, hurry up and get us out of here, please. Get us out of this place. Because you know you're in a high crime area. It's insane. Go to Adam Schiff's district, go to any district in California and watch what you see. I already know. And I know you know, because you may live there. You may already be there. You may be traveling there. It's unbelievable what these people put up with. One of the funniest stories, and I've told it on the show before, was I was in L.A. shooting, doing some stuff with Fox when I was hired there, when I was there at the time. And so my friend takes me, is a buddy of mine, we had gone to eat, he says, you got to try these hot dogs, Kevin. I don't know, just for the record, folks, if I come to your city, there's no such thing as a gourmet hot dog, okay? It's a hot dog. It's a good hot dog, but it isn't something for you to, it's not a tourist attraction for me. But we go to this hot dog place, and it was good. And I know he listens to the show, so I'm not trying to call him out. But and then he goes, hey, you got to check this out. So we drive over on a side street, and I'm not kidding you. It was a mile long easy of tents. And he goes, but here's the funny part. You see the high rises up there? I was like, yeah. He goes, these people, these are the leftists who live in L.A., who now are complaining about all these homeless people behind them because they live in this tract behind these high rises. They said, we bought these places so we could get away from the, you know, from this type of stuff. And what happens is these homeless people will go into their areas where they park their car. I wouldn't call it like a carport. And they defecate, they pee and everything else. And one guy had his tires poked out. I guess he was harassing the homeless, and so somebody poked all four of his tires out. And it's just a string of things that these people are wanting to get away from, and they're upset. And we're laughing because we go, these are the most leftist people on the planet. And what do they want? They want to be left alone. They want to live in a place where they're not bothered by the people that they've paid to get away from. You think if you pay mega millions of dollars that you're not going to deal with the riffraff. They say the people, the homeless have become so brazen, these people are afraid to leave their high-rises to go to their vehicles, which I already told you are being vandalized. And I laughed. I said, I have zero sympathy for them. You know, if you want to, by the way, this is right outside of Hollywood. It's right. It's these are the people that, you know, the starlets and all the people that want to make it in Hollywood. And some of them do. They buy these high rises, these multi-million dollar high rises. Why? Because they don't want to be bothered with these folks. And then the government lets these people live right there. It was interesting to watch. So I go back to this. What do you think this thing is with Lori Lightfoot? Do you think there's any mayor who's following what Lori Lightfoot's doing with crime and all this stuff that doesn't believe that they're on, you know, being looked at? And when I talk about it in the big picture of what happened in the midterms, do you think that what happened to Lori Lightfoot wasn't what happened to Joe Biden? What happened to every Democrat policy that lets people out for major crimes? Illinois will let you out for second-degree murder on your own recognizance. So this was a bellwether for everything that was happening and should have happened in the midterms, and I believe did happen. And the only reason why Lori Lightfoot couldn't cheat her way in is too many powerful Democrats went, we don't want her anymore. The same way they don't want Joe Biden. And we're going to get into that in the next hour. So they said this election could serve as a signal both in Chicago and to other major urban leaders that their citizens may be far more moderate than the politics they begrudgingly tolerate. The election of a Chicago centrist would mark a serious threat to the entrenched power structures currently coursing through big city politics, especially the outsized influence of public sector unions. Now, understand, the two guys that are being considered here are union folks, so I don't know how much that's going to play. But, yeah, and I'm not going to get it. That's a whole other can of worms, a whole other subject. But I do believe it is a bellwether. It's a bellwether for wokeism, where Lori Lightfoot tries to pull the race and the woman card and the lesbian card. It's a bellwether for wokeism on how lax they are in crime and other policies, etc. So, believe it or not, folks, this is really good news for conservatives.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.